Now this evening, I'm going to share with you from the book of Jeremiah once again.
今天傍晚再次的从耶利米书跟大家分享。
And we've been talking about what it means to glory in knowing God.
我们一直在谈如何在从认识上帝中得到荣耀。
Sometimes we think that knowing God is a wonderful thing.
有时候我们认为认识上帝是一件美好的事。
That when we know Him and believe in Him, things will be fine.
当我们认识他、相信他的时候，一切都会顺利的。
He will bless us for the rest of our life.
他会一辈子的赐福于我们的。
Everything will turn out fine.
许多事都会顺利的。
But this evening, we are going to study a certain aspect about God where it doesn't mean that believing in Him, everything will turn out fine.
今天傍晚我们要学习关于认识上帝不等于是凡事都顺利的。
In Jeremiah 9, verse 23 and verse 24, we read of how we can understand and know Him. And He is the Lord who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness.
在耶利米书第九章二十三到二十四节，我们读到上帝是如何一个是一位慈爱的上帝。
In theory, we can understand this.
在理论上，我们可以明白的。
However, in real life, it is not as straightforward.
不过在现实的生活中不这样的直接了。
When God allows problems and difficulties and illness to come into our life,
当上帝允许困难、难题或者病痛来到我们的身上的时候，
we can find it most challenging.
我们会感觉到备受挑战的。
And sometimes when we go through problem after problem, after problem,
当我们一次又一次的经历难题的时候，
we can end up with misgivings.
我们心里会觉得不愉快的。
See, God told this servant of God, Jeremiah.
上帝告诉了这位神的仆人耶利米，
that he is going to be with him as he served God.
告诉他说，当他侍奉上帝的时候，上帝会跟他在一起。
So God promised that He will be with him when he faced opposition.
上帝告诉他，如果他碰到反抗的时候，上帝会与他同在。
Now Jeremiah understood this in theory.
耶利米在理论上明白了这点。
But when he actually experienced opposition from his enemies,
当他真正的碰到敌人的反抗的时候，
It was a tremendous struggle.
当时是一个很大的挑战。
You know, having theory, having understanding is one thing.
有理论认识是一回事的。
But when you go through the actual challenges of life,
不过当你经历真正生活的挑战的时候，
It can be a real struggle.
那可以是一个很大的挑战。
Recently, I was reading a story of how this soldier recently married a beautiful wife.
最近我读了一则故事，关于一位士兵跟一位漂亮的妻子结婚了。
And he wanted to join the army.
他打算当兵的。
He used to be a famous football star.
他以前是一位著名的球星的。
But when he was in Iraq,
不过当他在伊拉克的时候，
There was a bomb that exploded in front of him.
当时有一颗炸弹在他面前爆炸了。
And he lost all his limbs.
他失去了他的手臂。
His arms and his legs.
他的手臂还有脚的。
And when he went back, his wife has to look after him 24/7.
当他回去的时候，他的妻子每天呢，二十四个小时都需要照顾他。
And when the wife was interviewed, she said that, you know, when I married this handsome, young football star,
这个妻子在接受访问的时候，她本来是嫁给一位英俊的踢球的球星。
You know, I did not sign up for this.
我当时不是要这些的。
And this former football star also said, you know, there are days where I feel like killing myself.
这位球星他说有一些时候他想要自杀的。
In theory, we think that war is going to war, fighting for a country is patriotic and wonderful.
我们在理论上以为去打仗是爱国的。
But in real life, it can be a really painful experience.
不过在真正的生活中是一个很痛苦的经历的。
And for Jeremiah, going through opposition was a very painful experience.
当耶利米得到反抗的时候，他是一个很痛苦的经验。
It was painful because he struggled with the will of God.
那是痛苦的，因为他需要跟上帝的意愿。
When he went through the pain, when he went through the time when his own people wanted to kill him.
当他的老百姓要杀害他的那个时候，
You know, he really struggled.
他当时心里有很大的挑战。
And he needed to be corrected along the way.
他需要得到纠正的。
Turn with me to Jeremiah 11, verse 19.
然后翻到耶利米书第十一章第九节吧。
In Jeremiah 11, verse 19, we read of how Jeremiah wrote, how he was as a docile lamb being brought to the slaughter.
第十九节说到，他就好像柔顺的羔羊被牵到宰杀之地。
See, the problem with Jeremiah was that he wanted to do things his way.
耶利米的问题啊，是他要照自己的意思去做他的事。
He wanted to be with the people.
他要跟众人们在一起。
He wanted to care for the people.
他要照顾众人们。
But God told him already that these people are going to oppose you.
不过上帝已经告诉他，这些众人会反对他的。
And when they actually did, it was something that was hard for him to swallow.
当他们真正的反对他的时候，他不容易接受。
You know, his faith needed to be corrected.
他的信需要得到更正。
He needed to find a needed correct faith in the midst of great difficulties.
在困难的时候，他需要更正他的这份信。
You know, I used to think that everybody in churches, they are good.
你知道，我先前以为每个在教堂里的人都是好人。
I used to think that all Christians are good.
我先前以为所有的基督教徒都是好人。
But you know, when I was a young fella and as a young student pastor, you think that everybody in church is nice.
当我是年轻的学生牧师的时候，我以为在教堂每一个人都是好的。
And along the way, you realize that not everyone is good.
不过过程中你领悟到不是每一个人是好的。
There was a period of time where there were few people who left church.
有一个时期有几个人离开了教会。
And they spoke bad things about pastor.
他们说了牧师的一些坏话。
And they said bad things against Pastor Mark and myself as well.
他们也说了Mark 还有 Mitch 牧师的坏话。
And then you realize that in church, not everyone is good.
我们领悟到不是每一个在教会里的人都是好人。
And it was a struggle.
当时是一个挣扎的。
It was a struggle that I had to come to terms with.
当时的挣扎我需要来接受的。
And it was something that Jeremiah had to come to terms with too.
这是耶利米也要接受的事实。
Turn with me to Jeremiah 20.
让我们翻到耶利米书二十章吧。
And in Jeremiah 20, he was faced with someone who was against him. This was a fellow priest. He was the governor of the temple.
在二十章里，他面对一位祭司。一个总管的反对。
And this person struck Jeremiah the prophet.
这个人呢，还打了耶利米先知。
In verse 2, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord.
在第二节里，他也用耶和华殿里 便雅悯高门内的家，把他家在那里的。
You know, he was physically abused.
他受到肉体上的虐待的。
And this was tough.
当时不容易的。
This was a traumatizing experience for him.
对他肉体上受苦的经历。
He struggled with this.
他为此而挣扎的。
But on the other hand, if we were to read Isaiah 50, we read of how the Lord Jesus would also have to go through suffering.
我们在以赛亚书第五十章也同样的读到，主耶稣基督也要受苦的。
The people also struck the Lord Jesus.
当时众人也打了主耶稣的。
They would pluck out his beard.
他们把他的胡须拔掉的。
They would spit on him.
而且向他吐口水的。
But he didn't struggle as much with this.
不过他并没有太大的挣扎的。
He learned to submit to the will of God.
他学习言上帝的言。
But Jeremiah did not.
不过耶利米却没有。
Jeremiah struggled with this.
耶利米为此而挣扎的。
He struggled with the sufferings that he had to go through.
他为他所经历的痛苦而挣扎。
In Jeremiah 20, he was mocked.
在耶利米书二十章，他被人凌辱了。
In verse 7, we read of how everyone mocks me. This is what he wrote.
在第七节，我成为了笑话，他们戏弄我。
You know, he struggled when his faith was tested.
当他的信受到挑战的时候，他挣扎了。
You know, when something is done to you again and again and again,You know, you can end up with misgivings.
如果你一次又一次的碰到那样的事，你心里会感到不愉快的。
You know, he did not want to do the will of God.
他当时不想言上帝的意言。
He resisted the will of God.
他反抗了上帝的意言。
In verse 9, we read, Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name.
第九节他说我若说我不再提耶和华也不再奉他的名讲论
You know, he really struggled.
当时他真的挣扎了。
He struggled because he felt that what he was going through was really tough.
他挣扎因为他觉得他所经历的是痛苦的。
And the more you struggle with God's will, the worse it gets.
你跟上帝的意愿挣扎会变得更糟。
You know, when I was younger,There was once when I fell down, and I hurt my knee very badly.
于是我小时候的时候跌倒了，这个膝盖受了重伤的。
It was a very, very bad wound.
当时有一个很糟的一个伤口。
And the doctor had to patch it up with bandages and with gauze.
当时医生需要用纱布把它包扎起来的。
And then every other day, I needed to go to the polyclinic to change the bandage.
而且每隔一天，我需要到诊疗所去更换那个纱布的。
Now that was a very painful experience because the gauze would stick onto the wound.
那是一个很痛苦的经验，因为那个纱布会粘在那个伤口上的。
And well, this was the polyclinic 20, 30, 40 years ago.
这是三十四十年前的那个诊疗所了。
I don't think it's like this today.
我想今天不再是这样了。
But you know, every time they had to pull out the gauze, I tell you, it was a very painful thing.
每一次他们要把这个纱布拉出来的时候，那是一个很痛苦的经历。
And the nurse kept telling me, "Don't move, don't move, don't move."
那个护士一直告诉我说：“别动，别动。”
And the more I moved.The more painful it was.
我更加的动就更加的痛了。
And I realized that best thing to do was just to sit there and not move.
我当时认识到最好的一件事就是坐在那里不动。
Which was very painful.
已经很痛。
I had to go all together 6 times for that. Each time 45 minutes.
我总共要去了六次，每一次都是45分钟。
You know, Jeremiah struggled with the pain that he was going through.
耶利米跟他的经历的痛苦挣扎。
He struggled with the word of God.
他跟上帝的话也做了挣扎。
He ended up feeling overwhelmed by what he went through.
他最后觉得昏心了。
He said, "Cursed be the day in which I was born." In verse 14,
在十四节里，他说：“愿我生的那日受诅咒。”
Why is it that God allowed Jeremiah to go through so many problems?
到底为什么上帝允许耶利米经历这样多的难题呢？
And the reason is that God needed to refine Jeremiah's faith.
问题是因为上帝要更正耶利米的这份心。
God needed to work in the life and the faith of Jeremiah.
上帝需要在耶利米的身上施这份工的。
It's very much like refining gold.
就好像提炼黄金一样。
Refining gold is not an easy process.
提炼黄金不是一个简单的过程。
My grandmother, when she was alive,used to love gold.
我的祖母啊，我的奶奶，她生前很喜欢黄金的。
When people give her money,
当人家给她钱的时候
，she will keep it.
她会收住。
And she will bring Pastor Mark or myself along to the goldsmith, which was owned by one of her nephews.
她会把 Mark 跟 Mitch 牧师带到这个金铺那里，是她。
And she will buy a chain of gold.
他会买一些金链
，and she will keep it.
他会收住的
，you know. And she kept doing this even though she was 80, 90 years old.
虽然她八十九十岁的，还是继续的这样的做。
And one day I asked the goldsmith, my uncle, you know, how is gold refined?
有一次我问了那个金铺的店主，我的叔叔
，and he was saying that he has to be refined through a process.
这个提炼黄金有一个过程的。
And you can get gold to 95.9% pure.
这个提炼这个黄金可以提炼到 95.9% 的那个纯金度。
And you've got to go through another process for it to be 99.9% pure.
然后要经过另外一个过程才能够达到 99.5% 的纯金度。
And there are several processes that you have to go through before it is truly pure.
你要经历好几个过程才会真正的是纯金的。
You know, when my grandmother passed away,
当我的奶奶过世后
，all the ladies in the family got all the gold chain.
家里的女士们都得到了这些黄金。
I didn't get anything.
我什么都没得到。
But I'm glad my wife got something.
不过我的太太得到了一些。
You know, in the same way, faith.Needs to go through a refining process.
同样的，我们的信也需要提炼的。
And Jeremiah slowly, bit by bit, learned to accept his suffering.
耶利米他慢慢的接受了这个痛苦的。
One of the things that he did was that he kept learning.
他所做的其中一件事就是继续的学习。
He kept learning about God along the way.
他在过程中不断的学习认识。
He was able to have a bigger, greater perspective of God.
他从中对上帝更好的一个观点。
In verse 11, we read of Jeremiah 20, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one."
在耶利米二十章十一节说到，耶和华与我同在，好像神可怕的勇士。
As his faith was being refined, he was able to see how God is truly mighty and awesome.
当他的信受到提炼的时候，他认识到上帝是神可怕的勇士。
There came this assurance of the presence of God in his life.
他有了上帝在他身上的这个确信。
He was able to see God as his strength. He was able to see God as his creator. He was able to see God as judge.
他看得出上帝是他的力量，他的审判官。
You know, sometimes one adjective is not enough.
有时候
to describe God.
有时候一个形容词来形容上帝是不够的。
And so he uses two adjectives together to explain what God is like.
所以他用了两个形容词来形容上帝。
And truly, God is one who is mighty and awesome.
的确，上帝是一个神可怕
And He is a God who will work in our life.
他是一位在我们生命中会施工的神。
He is to be regarded with a fear that will seek to honor God.
我们要来敬畏他，尊荣他的。
We know that this God is one whom we should have the highest regard for.
我们知道这位上帝，我们要来尊重的。
So God worked in the life of Jeremiah.
所以上帝在耶利米身上施了工。
It was tough. It wasn't easy.
不是一件容易的事的。
He had to go through this process of being refined.
他需要经历这个提炼的过程。
You know, if you read this chapter, you can see that there were times it was good for Jeremiah, there were times it was bad.
如果你读这章的话，你会看到有时候是好，时候是不好的。
Sometimes he felt good, sometimes he felt bad.
有时候他心里感觉是好，有时候感觉不好的。
Like a roller coaster.
就好像坐过山车一样。
And you know, it was tough for him.
对他来说不容易的。
But he learned. He learned to look at God as one who was mighty and awesome.
不过他学习到、认识到上帝是神可怕的勇士。
He was able to look at him as one who is Lord of hosts.
他知道他是一位主宰一切的上帝。
And in the midst of all that, he was still able to give praise to God.
在整个过程中，他还能够赞美上帝。
In verse 13, we read, Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers.
在十三节他说到，你们要向耶和华唱歌，赞美耶和华，因他救了穷人的性命，脱离恶人的手。
You know, he was able to praise God.
他还是能够赞美上帝的。
He was able to choose praise.
他选择赞美的。
Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1 now.
让我们翻到彼得前书吧。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1, we read of how the Christians during that time, how they were tested by fire.
我们在彼得前书第一章看到以色列人如何的受到了提炼的。
And this is what Peter wrote to them in verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在第七节说到，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能还的君子更显得宝贵。
You know, sometimes God allows problems and difficulties to come into our life.
你说上帝允许问题来到我们的生活中的。
But God has a reason.
不过上帝有他的原因的。
And it's meant to refine us.
他是要试炼我们的。
It is meant to refine our faith.
要提炼我们的信的。
That ultimately we will bring honor and glory and praise to God.
以便最终我们能够把赞美荣耀带到上帝身上。
Tonight, the pastors will be leaving for India.
今天晚上牧师们会启程到印度了。
And we are looking forward to ministering to the young people there.
我们期待对那里的青少年们侍奉。
You know, it is a joy to be able to serve.
你知道能够侍奉是一份喜乐。
I was talking to Pastor Titus yesterday, and he was telling me that last week in Chennai, it was 44 degrees Celsius.
我昨天跟 Titus 牧师谈了。上个礼拜 Chennai 的温度是44度。
In other parts of India, it was 50 degrees Celsius.
在其他的那个印度，那个高温达50度的。
There were some places, it was so hot, the road melted.
有些地方啊，那样的热，连路面都融化了。
So I saw this picture with people's slippers stuck on the road.Because as they were crossing the road, the slippers got stuck.
我看到这张图片，那个拖鞋啊，都粘在那个马路表面上了。
Well, this week, it will also be hot in India.
这个星期，印度的气温也是热的。
Maybe when we come back on Friday, we will have no shoes to wear because they're all stuck on the road.
可能星期五回来，鞋子也没了。
But you know, it doesn't matter.Even though the temperature is really hot.
不过无所谓的，即使气温再热。
You know, we are going there to serve God.
我们去那里是侍奉上帝的。
And it will be our joy to go with a song in our hearts.
这是我们的喜乐，我们心里有一首歌曲的。
Because we see this God who has a wonderful plan for us, even if He allows problems and difficulties to come into our life.
因为这位上帝有一个美好的计划，即使他让问题来到我们的身上。
In verse 8, we read, Whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
第八节说到，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，但因信他有说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。
Even though we cannot see this God,
虽然我们眼睛看不见这位神。
Even though we cannot see the Lord,
虽然我们看不见他。
We can still love him.
我们还是可以爱他。
And we can rejoice in him.
而且在他身上喜乐的。
And we can believe in him.
我们也可以来相信他的。
And we can continue to serve him.
而且继续的侍奉他。
We all need to be refined further in our life.
在我们的生命中，我们需要继续提炼。
I'm sure we all struggle with our own problems and difficulties, and sometimes misgivings.
我想我们自己在生活上有许多困难难题。
You know, even as Jeremiah was corrected and refined, even at his later part of his ministry, or initial part of his ministry.
就像耶利米在他初期侍奉的时候得到了更正提炼。
Even so, we should continue to be refined and to be corrected in our life and ministry.
我们更加的在我们的生命中更加的要来这样的受提炼。
And may we seek to press on and let the Lord have His way with us.
愿上帝在我们身上圆他的愿意愿吧。
Well, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父啊，
we thank you that you are a God that we can understand and know.
我们感谢您，您是为我们能够明白而且能够爱的上帝。
Thank you for this privilege.
谢谢您有这个荣幸。
And yet sometimes, Lord, when problems and difficulties come, sometimes we struggle with them.
也是当我们碰到困难难题的时候，我们还是挣扎的。
Help us, Lord, to be able to understand that is part of your will too.
帮助我们明白，这也是您的意愿。
Because it's meant to refine us.
这是为了试炼、提炼我们的。
It is meant to correct us.
这是要更正我们的。
It is meant to help us to have the kind of faith that will bring glory and honor to you.
这是要帮助我们有这份信能够给您带来荣耀的。
And we pray, dear Father, that you will help us to have the kind of faith to learn to go through these things.
我们求您帮助我们有这样的信能够经历这些。
And learn what it means to do your will rather than to resist against it.
也学习圆你的意愿。
And even as we give this offering to you, may you bless this offering for your work, Lord.
也当我们做这份奉献的时候，您赐福这份奉献吧。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.